A great start to the new league year for the Washington Commanders as they add two names to their offensive line, and the new league year hasn't even started yet. That and more on today's episode of Locked On Commanders.
Your daily podcast on the Washington Commanders, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Welcome in, Commanders fans, to the Locked On Commanders podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day. This is your daily podcast covering the Washington Commanders, and we are free and available on all platforms, including YouTube and the WUSA 9 Plus app on your Roku or your Amazon Fire Stick. And of course, thank you for making us your first listener, your first view of the day. I'm David Harrison, credentialed member of the media covering the Washington Commanders for Commander Country, a part of Sports Illustrated's Fan Nation. You can find me there or here or on Twitter as well at dharrison82. And the show, of course, is at LO Commanders. A rash of signings and agreed to sign deals done by the Washington Commanders here on Monday, the first day. It's called legal tampering, or open negotiation, whatever you want to label it. The Washington Commanders doing some business. We will talk about all of that. We will break down Daron Payne's contract figures and talk about some of the comments he made when he met with us via Zoom on Monday. But first, we're going to talk about the main, in my opinion, the top lineman, offensive lineman, signed or agreed to sign on Monday as the open negotiation period began, and that is former Kansas City Chiefs, or soon-to-be former Kansas City Chiefs, Super Bowl-winning right tackle Andrew Wiley. The deal for Andrew Wiley with Washington Commanders is reportedly a three-year, $24 million contract. That averages out to $8 million per year. We don't have right now, don't have the guaranteed figures, what's bonus, what's not bonus, all of those things. So the average value up to $8 million per year. That makes him the 32nd highest paid NFL offensive tackle in average, you know, a yearly average value of his contract. Of course, coming from the Kansas City Chiefs, Wiley is now reuniting with offensive coordinator and now assistant head coach of the Washington Commanders, Eric Bieniemy. Wiley was originally undrafted in 2018 when he entered the National Football League out of Eastern Michigan. Again, eventually became a two-time Super Bowl champion there with Bieniemy, Andy Reid, and the Kansas City Chiefs. And not only was he a Super Bowl champion on the roster, but he was a contributor. Started 10 or more games every single year in the NFL, except for 2021. So every other season, starting 10 or more games, started all 17 in 2022 and played over 1,000 regular season snaps in the regular season. Started in 11 total postseason games, including two Super Bowls for the Kansas City Chiefs. And doing some reading on him, we're going to try to get Ryan Tracy of the Locked On Chiefs podcast on here to talk to us about Wiley from an up close and personal standpoint, kind of let us know what we're getting here, what the Commanders are getting and when they do make the signing official at the turn of the clock for the new league year. But all the impressions I'm getting from what I've seen is that this is not a situation where Andrew Wiley was allowed to walk out the door because the Chiefs don't want him. It's simply a case of a Super Bowl winning team, a constant Super Bowl contending team. Just simply, you can't pay everybody. You can't give everybody the money that they're going to want, the money that they ultimately deserve. So you have to allow a few guys to walk out. Unfortunately, that's just kind of the way these Super Bowl teams go, which is why it's hard to it's hard to win a Super Bowl. It's even harder to win another Super Bowl, Tom Brady once said. So that's kind of the reason why. 11 postseason games, two Super Bowl starts for Andrew Wiley. It's going to be really hard to pay him what he's going to want, what he could get on the open market. And then also be able to pay everybody else. So if you're the Kansas City Chiefs, you got to make some tough decisions. Their tough decision to let Wiley leave ends up being the Washington Commanders' gain as they get the veteran here. Versatile along the offensive line, you're going to see a theme here in some of these signings. Undrafted guys who have worked and earned their way up to the top and also versatile players. Wiley has played guard. He's played tackle. He's still relatively young. He will turn 29 in August. But again, he's on the right side of 30. As far as you're concerned, with a three-year deal, you're probably looking to guarantees really only tying Washington down for 1 to 2 years. So if he hits that 30 mark and starts to break down, the Commanders will likely have a way out if they need to. Initially, look, offensive line, I mean, we've known this, guys. The offensive line is the most crucial part of this roster that the Washington Commanders have to address. So seeing them go out there the first day of open negotiations, they go ahead and they agree to terms with a veteran, and not just a veteran, but an experienced veteran with postseason play. He knows Eric Bieniemy. He's going to be able to come in and help the other offensive linemen, help Sam Cosmi. If Sam Cosmi shifts in the guard or stays out of tackle, Wiley shifts in the guard, what have you, whatever the situation is that the Commanders decide to go to, Wiley is going to be able to help Sam Cosmi understand the roles and the responsibilities and be able to help the left tackle. Charles Leno Jr. Is my expectation, or whoever it might be. All of those five guys are going to have basically another kind of coach in the meeting room, in the locker room with them on the practice field to help them get up to speed what Eric Bieniemy is talking about and is going to want to do. So I love, obviously, the agreement, the news coming out on Monday that the team has agreed to terms with right tackle Andrew Wiley. I expect him to play right tackle. We'll get more into kind of how this affects the depth chart later on in the week as we have time to react and kind of take a minute, survey the impact that all these signings are going to make. But news is flying fast as furious. So we'll try to balance out giving you the news, keeping you up to date on what's going on with your team, but also when we can find time, get in there and see what the actual impact is going to be. Again, that versatility is huge. That versatility is key in the National Football League today. So the fact that Wiley can play right tackle, I think that's kind of the organic position, but then also can shift inside the guard if need be is key. And then again, project him against current roster right now, as we sit today, I would have him as the right tackle. I would probably move Sam Cosmi into right guard, but that's not my decision to make. That's Ron Rivera's decision to make. It's going to be Eric Bieniemy's decision to make. There's a lot of other people paid to make those decisions outside of me. So that's the first big agreement made here before the new league year starts on Wednesday. Again, the open negotiation period. So that's not an official signing, not an official contract. Andrew Wiley agreeing to terms with the Washington Commanders on a three-year, $24 million contract to be signed hopefully Wednesday or at least shortly after the new league year begins. Daron Payne's contract, however, is signed. Don't have to wait till the new league year to re-sign, guys. So Daron Payne's contract is signed, and he did meet with us via Zoom on Monday. We're going to break down some of his comments, and we're going to break down his contract next on today's episode of Locked On Commanders, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. But first, today's episode of Locked On Commanders is brought to you by FanDuel. The final stretch of the NBA regular season is here, and now is the perfect time to download FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, because new customers, you get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's bonus bets back if your first bet doesn't win. So you can feel free to go a little aggressive if you really want to. Try to hit that big bet, try to make back that money, or try to hit that big bet and make some money, because if you don't succeed, you'll get the money back in the form of free bets to reload your book and reload your stash. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. It's safe, secure, and super easy to use, super user-friendly. And then you can bet on everything from the money line to point scorers, and you can even bet on the amount of threes drained, rebounds, whatever you can think of. Looking at some NFL projections, currently the Commanders are plus 6,000 odds to win the next Super Bowl and have the worst odds in all of the NFC East, considering they're the only team from the NFC East to not make the playoffs last year. Kind of hard to blame the bookmakers, but these signings might impact things a little bit too. The Philadelphia Eagles losing some players here. If you're looking for more current action, FanDuel even lets you combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout with a same game parlay. So don't miss your chance to get in on a no sweat first bet up to $1,000 in bonus bets when you go to FanDuel.com/locked on. That's FanDuel.com/locked on to learn more. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. On the surface, Daron Payne's new contract with the Washington Commanders will keep him in the franchise through the 2026 season. But when you really dissect the numbers, it actually is going to keep him here through the 2025 season at a minimum. Could still be the 2026 season, but there will be some discussion to be had there. Thankfully, three years from now, not 6 months from now. So Daron Payne's contract details released, and the first person I saw release them was Nikki Javala of the Washington Post. Great beat writer there, beat reporter covering the Washington Commanders for the Washington Post. Does a lot of great work. It was a lot of fun getting to know her a little bit this last season, seeing her around the NFL Scouting Combine, the Senior Bowl, all of those things. So we already knew coming into it, right? The deal, 4 years, $90 million, starts in 2023, covers through 2026. $28 million of that now we know is signing bonus. So if you don't know, the way that a signing bonus hits the salary cap, right? So $28 million signing bonus, that's obviously not $28 million against the salary cap all in 1 year. What it actually is you can split it up evenly if you're an NFL team over the life of the contract up to 5 years. So if you signed Daron Payne to a six-year deal with a $28 million signing bonus, you can split that $28 million evenly through 5 years, but that sixth year, there's no signing bonus cap hit. You have to condense it all to within 5 years. So you're talking about a four-year deal. You're going to split it evenly over the 4 years. $28 million divided by four is $7 million a year. So every single year in this contract, there's a $7 million bonus that does hit the salary cap against the Washington Commanders. So bottom line, period, no matter what, $7 million from 2023 to 2026 is going against salary cap for the Washington Commanders in this deal. Now, beyond the $28 million signing bonus, which Daron Payne will get in a lump sum, usually 12 to 18 months is what I hear. Like usually within the same calendar year, like so by Christmas, Daron Payne should be seeing $28 million hit his bank account. Imagine that life where you have $28 million hit your bank account, but it could take a little bit of time. But eventually, Daron Payne will get that $28 million signing bonus, and that is guaranteed no matter what happens. So $60.02 million after that in the contract is in total in guarantees. $46.01 million is guaranteed at signing, meaning that no matter what happens, Daron Payne walks away with $46.01 million just for signing his contract. 2023 salary cap number is $10.01 million. So some people might be wondering, how do you get that to happen? The franchise tag was going to pay Daron Payne almost $19 million alone. So how do you get a player to go from earning $19 million this season alone to only earning $10 million? Well, it's all cap math, right? If you play spades, you understand what I'm about to say. It's kind of like spades math, where it's math, but it ain't real math. You know what I mean? So in workout bonuses, Daron Payne's contract has $500,000 per year allotted to him in workout bonuses. He also has a per game active bonus up to $510,000 starting next year, running through 2026. That it works out to $30,000 per game. So every game he plays starting in 2024 all the way through 2026, every game he plays, he gets a bonus of $30,000 waiting for him in his locker. He also has a 2026 roster bonus that pays out $5 million on the third day of the league year in 2026. So whether it's March 15th or what have you in 2026, 3 days into the new league year, if he's on the Commanders roster, boom, he gets a $5 million payday. So that's a little bit of kind of the preliminary numbers. The way this really breaks down in 2023, his salary is $2.51 million. It doesn't sound like a lot, right? $2.51 million. That's fully guaranteed and fully counts against salary cap. He also gets that $500,000 workout bonus, which is also fully guaranteed. So $2.51 million plus $500K, that's $3.01 million. How we get to $10.01 million is the $7 million signing bonus proration. So $7 million of Daron Payne signing bonus counts this year. So $7 million plus $3.01 million is $10.01 million. That's how we get to Daron Payne's $10.01 million salary cap number for 2023. How do you get Daron Payne to agree to that? Because again, the $28 million signing bonus, while the Commanders log it against, you know, the NFL salary cap over the next 4 years, they're going to pay it again in the next 12 to 18 months. So Daron, in real cash, will actually get about $31 million in cash in the next 12 to 18 months total from the Washington Commanders. So in 2023, Daron Payne is going to make $31 million versus the almost $19 million he's making on the franchise tag. That's how you get Daron Payne to agree to this deal. That's also, if you're the Washington Commanders, that's the unique, the fancy accounting you do to get that cap number down to $10.01 million. Save yourself about $9 million in cap space. So that's 2023. Moving into 2024, $15 million of his contract, his salary is guaranteed fully. No matter what happens, Daron Payne is getting $15 million and counts for $15 million against the books in 2024. He again has that $500,000 workout bonus that is guaranteed against injury. So if he can't work out during the offseason or during the workout sessions because he's injured, he still gets his money. That's a big thing for players because they don't want to be up rehabbing because they're injured and then also losing money because they got injured on the job. So that's already $15.5 million. Then you have the per game active bonus up to $510,000. Again, $30,000 per game. So initially, in the way that the NFL is going to look at that is they're going to count the full 510. Now, if Daron misses some games, then that might kind of come back. Although that's also guaranteed versus injury or against injury. So I'm not sure how the accounting works on that. If the Commanders would still have to, well, they'll obviously still have to pay it. I'm not sure if that was still counting as cap. Either way, you're only saving $30,000 per game that Daron Payne misses up to $510,000 if you were to miss the full season. Knock on wood that that doesn't happen. So either way, you've got $16.01 million right there. You add on the $7 million signing bonus, and now you're up to $23.01 million. That's what Deron Payne's cap number next year will be. Moving into 2025, you're looking at $19.56 million salary. Now, of the $19.56 million, only $13 million of that is guaranteed. $9 million gets guaranteed in March of 2024. So you look at his 2024 salary, $15 million fully guaranteed. You're not releasing him. You're not trading him. That's a huge dead cap number. But because of that, $9 million of his next year's salary becomes guaranteed in March of 2024. That's basically a little bit of insurance on Deron Payne's side that he is indeed going to be on the books. He's going to be with the Washington Commanders in 2025. That's where I tell you, that's why this contract essentially locks him in through 2025, because that $9 million on top of 2 years of bonus, if you were to move him, so that's $14 million. You're talking $23 million in dead cap, no matter what, as soon as March of 2024 rolls around for Deron Payne on the Commanders' books if they were to move on from. So he will stick around. $13 million guaranteed, $9 of it guaranteed in March, $4 million guaranteed on the other $4 million guaranteed on the third day of the league year in 2025. He'll have another workout bonus of $500K, another per active or per game active bonus of $510K that year as well. So the real out on this contract, if the Commanders want to take it, is in 2026. $16.4 million is Deron Payne's salary. None of it, from what we understand from Nikki Javala, is guaranteed. So that's all kind of loose money. $5 million is what he's due on the third day of that league year, which means if they move on from him, it would be before or right at the beginning of the new league year. Again, a $500,000 workout bonus, $510,000 per game active bonus. And then you're talking about a $7 million bonus, signing bonus proration that would hit. So basically, you're looking at saving about $10 million, $9 million, depending on some of the fancy math, if the Commanders decide to move on in 2026. Really, what you want to worry about is 2023, because the rest of those numbers, 24, 25, 26, they can all get shifted. You hear about restructuring, you hear about converting salary to bonuses. Those are things that teams do to shift money around all the time. So the likelihood of Deron Payne's contract staying in this form really is very, very, very unlikely. So again, the first potential out after 2025 would save about $14 million. Interestingly enough, 2025 is the last year of Jonathan Allen's contract. So both Deron Payne and Jonathan Allen, there is, if the Commanders decide they want to, which we hope they don't, but if they did, they could move on from both those men in 2025. Speaking to Deron Payne on Monday, there were some interesting things that he kind of dropped. Mentioned that he thought his agent would probably not want him to play on the fifth-year option like he did last year. Didn't go as far as to say that his agent told him not to play, just saying he basically feels like his agent wouldn't want him to play on the fifth-year option, but he wanted to go out there and do it anyway, ball out for his team. I think that's impressive. It kind of shows the mentality that Deron Payne brings into the playing field. Appreciates that the franchise is paying guys that they draft and that are playing well. So you look at Chase Young, you look at Montez Sweat. Some people have been disappointed with one or the other or both of them. Not a lot of people disappointed with Montez that aren't disappointed with Chase, but there are several people disappointed in Chase that aren't disappointed in Montez. He did say he hopes that Montez Sweat is the next guy to get paid. And then also Deron Payne gave an update on Fenerian Mathis. They've been working out together. I'm not sure if it's directly together, just in the same location down in Alabama. Says Fenerian Mathis is doing well in his rehab. Hoping to see good things from Big Phil here in 2023. Two more players agreed to terms with the Commanders on Monday, as well as the open negotiation period began, including one player who's coming over from the NFC East, from an NFC East rival. That is next on today's episode of Locked On Commanders, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. And today's episode of Locked On Commanders is brought to you by Built Bar. The Built March Madness bracket is here. We know you have your favorite Built Bar or you have your favorite Built Puff. Built Bar Puff. Now is your time to make it count. Go to BuiltMarchMadness.com to vote for your favorites. You already know I'm going to be voting for Lemon Dipped Cheesecake Puff because that thing is beautiful. And if you want your favorite to win, then you're going to be voting for your favorite bar too. Support your team, support your bar, support your puff. And when you vote for your favorite bar or puff, you will be entered into a drawing where 50 lucky Locked On listeners will get a free box of Built Bars. Not only that, but one Locked On fan, you're going to get a 12-month subscription to Built to have Built's best bars or puffs delivered monthly straight to your door. all for free. You got to try Built. You got to try Built Bars, the Built Puffs, best protein bars ever, because they're so amazing. You're not going to realize that they're actually good for you. For starters, high in protein, low in sugar, covered 100% chocolate. They're really the real deal. Run to BuiltMarchMadness.com right now to vote for your favorite bar or puff and pick up a box while you're there. You can vote every day in March. So hop on and support your favorite pick at Built. Built different. The Washington Commanders have been busy for all the right reasons this week. And on top of agreeing to terms with right tackle Andrew Wiley, on top of re-signing defensive tackle Daron Payne, they have also re-signed cornerback Danny Johnson and agreed to terms with New York Giants free agent offensive lineman Nick Gates. Now, Nick Gates, the offensive lineman from the New York Giants NFC East rival, gets a three-year, $18 million deal from Washington, making him the 25th highest paid guard in the National Football League at the time of the agreement. He's versatile. He's also played tackle, mostly left guard for 2022 in the Giants. For the Giants, I think that's a spot that we could look to improve on. Turns 28 in November. Washington fans, you might remember him most because he actually broke his leg against the Washington Commanders in week two of the 2021 NFL season. Had to have a bunch of surgeries following that, a whole lot of rehab, out for nearly 13 months total. In October, on October 30th, 2022, he returned for the first time since week two of the previous season and got some playing time in a Giants loss to the Seattle Seahawks. He got his first start against the Houston Texans, but only played 19 snaps in that start. And then he played every snap on November 24th in a loss to the Cowboys, followed by 100% of the snaps against the Commanders in that tie, followed by another 100% of snaps against Philadelphia Eagles. Boom. NFC East back to back to back, played 100% snaps. Very tough guy, obviously. You know what I mean? Quite the story. Patricia Traina of Locked On Giants will be here, which will join us for the next episode of Locked On Commanders. She's going to give us a little bit more insight into just who Nick Gates is and who the Washington Commanders are getting there. Also, Washington Commanders on Monday re-signing cornerback Danny Johnson to a two-year, $7 million deal. Another undrafted guy. So Andrew Wiley entered the league undrafted. Nick Gates entered the league undrafted. Danny Johnson entered the league undrafted. Daron Payne, first-round pick. So we've got three undrafted guys. Get in contrast with Washington, Danny Johnson, undrafted in 2018, played all five seasons so far in the NFL. For the Commanders, had a career-high four starts in 2022 as the Commanders dealt with all that defensive back injury, the injuries that they were dealing with there. Got his first career interception last season against the Minnesota Vikings. Also turns 28 in November. We're going to get deeper into what that signing means as well as all these other signings. Again, kind of reshuffle the depth chart, kind of look at where the team needs are as we get closer and closer to the end of the week. But right now, we're just trying to keep you up to date on all the news, all the transactions. We've got plenty of Locked On hosts coming through to tell us about these new guys. I mean, two more guys have come in just since we've gone into production for this episode. So we're going to get more into Washington claiming former Minnesota Vikings cornerback Cam Dantzler and agreeing to a deal with former Seattle Seahawks linebacker Cody Barton. I literally have a meeting with Locked On Seahawks coach Corbin Smith to talk about Cody Barton in 3 minutes from the time I hit end on this episode. That's how fast, that's how furious we're doing it here at Locked On Commanders. So stay tuned because we're going to tell you all that you need to know about these new guys. More on these moves tomorrow along with everything else that is happening. But I got to get to Corbin. You got to get on with your day. So thank you for making the Locked On Commanders podcast first listener, your first watch of the day. Make your second listener watch the Locked On NFL Draft podcast. Damian Parson and Keith Sanchez provide in-depth coverage of the biggest NFL draft prospects. They're giving you deep dives into the sleepers and the hidden gems that can change your favorite NFL franchise. Find Locked On NFL Draft wherever you get your podcasts and on YouTube, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. If you want to join in on the conversation, drop your comments here on YouTube or hit us up in email fashion on LockedOn@LockedOnWashingtonCommanders@gmail.com. Or find me in the DMs on Twitter at LOCommanders at DHarrison82. I'm signing off for today. I'm David Harrison, staff writer for Commander Country of Sports Illustrated's Fan Nation. You can find me there, find me here, or on Twitter at DHarrison82. Till we speak again, if you're out and about, please be safe, be kind to one another, and we'll see you next time right back here for the next episode of Locked On Commanders.